الحمد لله رب العالمين وبه نستعين والصلاة والسلام على محمد وآل محمد.
صل على محمد وآل محمد.
أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. All praise and glory belongs to Allah that gave us the opportunity to be in this hall and to commemorate Imam Hussain Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You guys are truly moved my heart, and you cleansed my heart. I had the opportunity to shed tears on the Masjid of Imam Hussain. In the traditions, it's said that if you narrate the difficulties, the Masjid of Imam Hussain, and if even one person cries, even if one person sheds a tear, you have earned heaven. So those little brothers and sisters and the older brothers and sisters who came up and they read the musibah of Imam Hussain and his family, I can tell you that you have heaven right now. Because I don't know about anyone else, but you made me cry. The place where the message of Ahlul Bayt and their teachings are said, Imam Masumin has said that we would like to be there, that it is a place that we wish we could be there. So I'm sure in this gathering of ours, if Imam was not present physically, but I'm sure he had his angels who are going to take the recordings, not just these recordings, but they will take the recordings of the speeches that were made, the play that was done, the poetry that was recited, the nohas that were done, the matam that was done, the presentation that was done, and every single thing that you guys have done has been recorded, and it is going to go to the 12th Imam. And he is, I'm sure, really pleased with you. He belongs to a generous family. So if you do something, even a little bit for him, he in return gives a lot. And I know for sure that he's going to give you a lot for this. There is hope, I guess, looking at you. I get hopeful that in the future, those brothers and sisters of ours are going to become better than us. That they have learned from the message of Imam Hussain. They have learned from the matam of Imam Hussain, from the crying of Imam Hussain. And in the future, they're going to be better than us. If you guys take this as a responsibility that you should be better than your parents, or you should be better than your elder brothers and sisters. So if you become good, and you become the soldiers of Imam, your parents will also be able to benefit. Right? Your brothers would also be able to benefit from it. Your communities would be able to benefit from it. Because all of these individuals were part of that chain that made you the soldier of the 12th Imam. So we're all counting on you guys, right? That you need to become in such a way that you're going to be in the army of the 12th Imam. I didn't want to make a speech, I just wanted to thank you. And I'm not sure if the words would be proper, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He's appreciative of a person who does the effort in his way. Mashkur is the word in Arabic that he uses. So if you do something for his way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is thankful to you. And when he gets thankful for you, obviously you can ask anything and you will be given that. So I'm going to stay quiet for 10 seconds. And I want you to ask for a prayer. Any prayer that you want, and just to give you some ideas, it'd be good if you pray something. But I'll stay quiet for 10 seconds and pray something, and after that I'm going to read a salawat. And we're going to have the conviction, okay, we're going to have the yaqeen that our prayers are going to be accepted. Okay? With conviction, with yaqeen, with certainty, knowing that definitely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is listening, that He is watching us, that this what we have done is for the sake of the Imam. Imam is pleased with us, and that we are going to be rewarded of the reward that has been promised to us. I pray that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you all from the army of the 12th Imam. May he come as soon as possible. With all the mercy and grace that Allah has, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect him, to keep him safe. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our sins and the sins of our forefathers. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to alleviate the suffering of Muslims around the world. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase in the levels of the martyrs of Islam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to free all the prisoners that have been taken in for the sake of Islam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect all of the pilgrims who are going to go for Arba'een to the Haram of Imam Hussein sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with us and that He gives us the opportunity to obey. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from the friends and followers of the Prophet Imam and that He comes as soon as possible. In the end, we can recite the dua for the 12th Imam and that would be all. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma.